This is day 20 of St. Mark's Church Journey through the Psalms for Lent. I'm reading today Psalm 62 in the New International Version. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall never be shaken. How long will you assault a man? Would all of you throw him down, this leaning wall, this tottering fence? They fully intend to topple him from his lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I shall not be shaken. My salvation and my honour depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Low-born men are but a breath, the high-born are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or take pride in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken. Two things have I heard. That you, O God, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. Surely you will reward each person according to what he has done. This beautiful psalm has something that we'd call a refrain within it, an idea or a set of verses that it keeps coming back to. So if we focus on that first, we might understand better what the psalmist is getting at. And we actually find it in the first verse or two. My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. We get that again in verse 7. But we also get the concepts of God being a rock, that God being a fortress, and God being a refuge. There's such a strong theme of trust. And if you think that in the ancient world, the sea was a symbol of chaos and restlessness, like in the flood. A rock is the thing that you cling onto, even if the flood and the deluge surrounds you. That's how it's presenting God here. It also presents some images of things that we shouldn't trust. The first thing that we shouldn't trust is other people, because it reminds us that they are like a breath. We're also told not to trust in wicked ways, in extortion or stolen goods, or making riches by ill-gotten gains. And at the end of the psalm, it reminds us why. Because God alone is trustworthy. It keeps using that word, doesn't it? Alone. It also tells us in verse 8 to trust in him at all times. So we trust just him and we trust him at all times. Why? Well, verse 11 tells us. One thing God has spoken, two things have I heard, that you, O God, are strong and that you, O Lord, are loving. We're told to trust one who is not only strong, but also loves us and has our best interests at heart. So, shall we reflect for a moment? Are we trusting in God alone? At the moments where it's very easy to trust in other things, such as money or other people, do we trust in God alone? Do we trust in him at all times? Because this psalm tells us that he is the only one who is trustworthy. He's the only one who's the rock, the refuge and the fortress who will never let us down. So as we finish, a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you that this psalm tells us of your trustworthiness, your total trustworthiness, your eternal trustworthiness, and the fact that you are trustworthy at all times. May we trust you today, with the big things, with the little things, with everything in our life, and learn from that that you, O Lord, are strong, and that you, O Lord, are loving. In the name of Jesus, Amen.